孟先生们，大家早上好。今天是2020年8月12日 ，Krishna Jamastami， 星期三。我们再次荣幸的邀请到了 Radha Charan Prabhu 来进行今天的早课。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
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 Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, Text Number 4, The Advent of Lord Krishna.
今天我们来讲圣典薄伽瓦坛 Srimad Bhagavatam 第十篇第一章第四个时节，主 Krishna 的降临。
Today we are going to speak from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th Canto about the appearance of Lord Krishna.
今天我们要讲的是圣典薄伽瓦坛的第十篇，内容是有关主 Krishna 的显现。
On the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami.
那今天是 Sri Krishna Janmashtami, Krishna 的显现日。
So before we begin with the pastime, we're going to read a very specific verse.
在我们讲逍遥时光之前，我们要朗读这一段非常特别的诗文。
Which was spoken by Maharaj Parikshit.
这是由 Maharaj Parikshit 讲述的。
At the beginning of the 10th canto.
这是在圣典薄伽瓦坛第十篇的开篇。
Nivritta tase upagiyamanam bhavosadat shrota manobiramat ka uttama shloka gunan uman virajeta vina prashugnat. Translation. Glorification.Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the Parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul.Undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self?
对至尊主的荣耀是在 Parampara 使徒传系的系统中进行的，这是由灵性导师传递给门徒的。那些对虚幻短暂的对宇宙展示的荣耀再也没有兴趣的人会品味这样的荣耀。对主的描述是在经历着循环往复的生死轮回的受条件限制的灵魂的良药，因此除了屠夫和那些在自我戕害的人之外，还有谁会停止聆听这样的荣耀呢？
Finish? So, the reason why this verse is spoken at the beginning of the 10th canto.
那么这个诗节之所以是在圣典薄伽瓦坛第十篇的开篇来讲述。
It's because...The pastimes of Lord Krishna are the ultimate objective of any devotee.
因为主 Krishna 的逍遥时光是任何一个奉献者终极的目标。
We understand the context of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a conversation between Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadev Goswami.
我们知道呢，圣典薄伽瓦坛所讲述的一个背景，那就是 Shukadev Goswami 和 Parikshit Maharaj 之间的对话。
And that Parikshit Maharaj has 7 days to leave.
这个时候呢 ，Parikshit Maharaj 只剩下七天在世的时间。
And he has already heard from Shukadev Goswami of 9 cantos of the Bhagavatam.
在这之前，他已经从 Shukadev Goswami 那里。听到了圣典薄伽瓦坛中的前九篇。
So he basically has probably no more than 2 more days to live. And as the conversation moves forward, Maharishi Parikshit becomes more and more eager to hear about his favorite topic.
Maharaj Parikshit 呢，对于他最喜欢听的这个聆听的这个主题呢，的兴趣就越来越浓厚了。
And his favorite topic is Krishna.
而他最喜欢听的这个主题就是 Krishna.
Because Krishna has always been the center of his life.
因为 Krishna 呢，自始至终都是他生命的中心。
But also the life of all his descendant, his parents, his grandparents, his great grandparents.
那也是他的子孙后代，他的儿子、曾孙、曾孙、子孙后代的最关心、最热爱的话题。
The entire family, the entire dynasty have always been pure devotees of Krishna.
那他所在的整个的这个王族呢，一直都是 Krishna 的纯粹的奉献者。
But Maharishi Parikshit has made his sacrifice to patiently hear about all the different aspects of the Supreme Lord for the benefit of the people of Kali Yuga.
那么 Maharaj Parikshit 他是非常的耐心的，为了这个物质世界凯利年代受条件限制的灵魂，他耐心的聆听了有关于 Krishna 话题的方方面面。
So from the first canto to the ninth canto, Shukadev Goswami will answer Maharaj Parikshit's questions about all the different incarnations and pastimes of the Supreme Lord.
那么呢，就是从《圣典婆伽多瓦盘》的第一篇到第九篇。Shukadev Goswami 呢，就给 Parikshit Maharaj 讲到了 Krishna 的不同的化身，以及这些化身的不同的逍遥时光等等。
And that includes also the pastimes of the Supreme Lord's pure devotees.
当然，这里面也包含了至尊主纯粹奉献者的那些逍遥时光。
But actually, what Parikshit Maharaj wants to hear is the pastimes of Lord Krishna.
但是 Parikshit Maharaj 心心念念想真正聆听的就是 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
More than any other pastime.
他的这种热切的愿望要远远超过了其他的化身的逍遥时光。
And Shukadev Goswami is very pleased with that attitude.
而 Shukadev Goswami 对于他这种心态呢，也是感到非常的欣慰。
But we should not forget that these pastimes.Are not fairy tales and they are not mythology.
那我们要记住的就是这些逍遥时光不是童话，更不是神话。
They actually took place.
那这些逍遥时光是真实的发生过的。
But they are beyond the reach of material mind.
但是呢，那种世俗的心意是没有办法理解的。
So the idea of this verse is that.In order to hear and glorify Krishna, one must be qualified.
所以呢，这个世界就是告诉我们，为了要去聆听和理解Krishna 或荣耀 Krishna 的话，那么一个人他必须要具备一定的资格。
And the qualification is that one must hear through the parampara system.
那这个资格就是说，一个人他必须要通过 parampara， 也就是使徒传系。来聆听 Krishna 的逍遥时光，去聆听有关他的荣耀。
This is the first qualification.
那么这个呢，就是最重要的一个资格。
Devotee should only hear glorification of Krishna from those who are situated in the disciplic succession.
那奉献者呢，只能是从在使徒传系中的奉献者那里去聆听对至尊人格首身的荣耀。
Because that glorification comes directly from Krishna himself.
因为这样的荣耀其实是直接从 Krishna 那里流淌下来的。
The second qualification is that those who hear should no longer be interested in temporary glorification of the material world.
那么第二个资格呢，就是 去聆听对至尊主荣耀的那些人，应当首先已经对这个物质世界的荣耀这样的话题，也就是说，对这个短暂的物质世界的这些话题已经是没有了兴趣的。
In other words, by the time one reaches the pastimes of Krishna in the 10th canto, one should already be completely free from material desires.
那换句话说呢，当一个人他在走进这个圣殿波加瓦坛第十篇的有关主 Krishna 的荣耀的这个主题的时候，他应当已经没有了世俗的欲望。
So then Maharaj Parikshit says that the pastimes of the Lord, when we hear them, they serve as medicine.
然后接下来说呢，这是主的这些逍遥时光就好像是良药。
What kind of medicine is that? It's the medicine that cures one from the material disease.
那是一种什么样的良药呢？那是一个能够帮助一个人治愈他的物质疾病的良药。
Therefore, who would not want to hear such pastimes?
那这样的逍遥时光，有谁不愿意聆听呢？
And that means that we know that we are making progress in Krishna consciousness when we have a desire to hear.
所以呢，就是说，当我们对于聆听有一种强烈的愿望的时候，这就说明了我们在 Krishna 知觉的这个道路上是在进步的。
So this is a healthy sign of recovery on the path of spiritual life when a devotee is enthusiastic to hear and to chant about Krishna.
所以呢，当一个人去聆听 Krishna, 去唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，并且对此具有非常浓厚的兴趣的时候，我们就知道这个人他已经逐渐的从这种物质的疾病当中摆脱了出来。在 Krishna 知觉的这个道路上正在前进。
And this is not something that is done occasionally, but this is done all the time.
那这样的一种聆听和荣耀呢，并不是偶尔为之的，而是时时刻刻进行的。
Hearing and chanting about Krishna is something that we do every day.
聆听和唱诵 Krishna 的声音，这是我们每天在做的。
And remembering Krishna is something we do all the time.
而意念 Krishna 呢，是时时刻刻在做的。
But then there are very special occasions like today, Sri Krishna Janmashtami.
那接下来呢，还有一些非常重要的一些日子，比如说，就像今天 Krishna Janmashtami, Krishna 的显现日。
The hearing and chanting intensifies.
那么在这一天呢，这个聆听和唱诵呢，就更加的那个增加了。
Now we know that Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadev Goswami have been fasting from food and fasting from water and also not sleeping for the last 5 days.
那到目前为止，我们就知道呢，在过去的这个五天当中 ，Shukadev Goswami 和 Maharaj Parikshit 呢，他们滴水未进，他们也没有吃任何的东西，也没有睡眠。
Because they were so eager to hear about Krishna's pastimes.
因为呢，他们都渴望着聆听 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
So similarly, we are fasting today.
所以呢，同样的，我们今天也是在戒食。
Until midnight.
要到午夜，就12点。
And at midnight, Krishna appears.
那到了午夜时分呢 ，Krishna 就显现了。
So what do we do between now and midnight?
那么从现在清晨开始一直到午夜，那么在这么长的一段时间里面，我们会做些什么呢？
We engage in all sorts of activities that remind us of Krishna's pastimes.
我们要做各种各样的能够让我们想起 Krishna 逍遥时光的活动。
And this year it's even more difficult.
那今年呢，可能是更加困难一些。
Because usually all the Krishna temples around the world.Are swarming with so many people who are coming to celebrate this year. All the temples are closed.
那一般来说呢，就是在以往，那么在 Krishna 的显现日的这一天，世界上所有的咱们的这个庙宇都是向公众 开放的，而且人们络绎不绝的来到这里，几乎是水泄不通。但是呢，今年因为特殊的这个疫情的这个影响，世界上所有的庙宇都关闭了。
The Vrindavan temple is closed. The Mayapur temple is closed.
那 Vrindavan 的庙是关闭的 ，Mayapur 的庙也是关闭的。
And these temples normally have literally millions of visitors.
一般来说，像这样的圣地的这个庙宇呢，到了这一天的时候，都有成千上万，甚至几百万的人会来到这里庆祝。
And people celebrate together and they chant and dance.
大家一起来这个庆祝啊，一起跳舞，一起唱歌。
And they cook all day.
然后一天从早到晚呢都有烹饪。
And there is drama and dancing.
还有戏剧啊，舞蹈啊，纷纷上演。
But this year it's going to have to happen at home.
但是今年呢，就是没有办法，大家都只能是在家里面庆祝。
So one way or another, a devotee is always put in a situation where remembering Krishna is the most important.
所以说呢，无论如何，奉献者有的时候就会被置于这样的一种境况，使得去铭记，或者说意念 Krishna 呢，成为最重要的。
So Krishna is the center of our life.
Krishna 就是我们生命的核心。
This is why we become devotees.
这就是我们成为奉献者的原因。
This is why we want to be with devotees.
这就是我们想和奉献者们在一起的原因。
This is why we take Krishna prasadam.
这就是为什么我们要去荣耀 Krishna prasadam.
This is why we come to the holy dham.
这就是为什么我们会来到圣地。
This is why we chant japa every day.
这也是为什么我们每天来做这个加法念珠上的念诵。
This is why we read Prabhupada's books.
这就是为什么我们要去朗读和阅读这个释迦牟尼佛的书籍。
So we can get to know Krishna more and more.
那这样呢，我们就可以对 Krishna 越来越加深了解。
Until we become so pure.
直到有一天我们变得非常的纯粹。
That we reconnect and reestablish our relationship with Krishna.
我们和 Krishna 之间，到了那个时候就重新建立了连接。
So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that if one understands my birth and my activities in this material world, one will never take birth again in this material world.
那在这个佛家法瓦坎国家梵歌当中 ，Krishna 他亲自说到了，就是谁理解了他显现和活动的超然本质，就永远不用在这个世俗物质世界投生。
So the entire process of sadhana bhakti is to always remember Krishna.
所以呢，整个 sadhana bhakti 也就是分爱的这个规范修习。这程序就是让我们不断的去意念 Krishna.
And Srila Prabhupada was very merciful to give us the Krishna book at the very early stage of the Krishna consciousness movement.
那我们非常幸运的就是 Srila Prabhupada 呢，在我们这个 Krishna 知觉运动的早期，就给予了我们 Krishna book Krishna 快乐的全源。
So that the devotees could be absorbed in hearing those pastimes that Krishna performed in Vrindavan.
这样的奉献者，我们就可以聆听到 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 所上演的那些逍遥时光。
And in Mathura.
还有在 Mathura.
And in Dwarka.
还有 Dwarka.
And at Kurukshetra.
还有 Kurukshetra 库鲁支野上。
So, as we hear of those pastimes, we become more and more attracted.
那我们越是聆听这些逍遥时光呢，我们就越是被深深的吸引。
Somehow or other.Krishna decides to come to this material world.
那 Krishna 呢？他不知怎的，他决定就降临到这个物质世界上。
And he does that all the time.
他其实经常这样做。
Once in the life of Brahma, Krishna comes from the spiritual world and appears in this material world.
那就是要主 Brahma 的一天，就每一天，那么 Krishna 呢，他就会降临到这个物质世界来。
And when he comes, he brings all his associates and family members with him.
当他降临到这个物质世界来的时候，他就会把他的这些同友和他的家人都带到这里来。
Now, all the devotees who take part in Krishna's pastimes are either eternal associates.
那参与到 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光中的奉献者呢，有可能就是他的永恒的同游。
Or devotees who have performed great austerities.
也有可能是那些做了极大的苦行的奉献者。
Or those who aspire to be with Krishna.
或者是那些非常渴望和 Krishna 在一起的奉献者。
And the pastimes that take place are always the same pastimes.
这些逍遥时光呢，它总是不断的重复的上演着。
So they are pastimes which takes place in this material world, which is called Gokul.
那么有一些逍遥时光呢，就是在这个物质世界上演的，那就是在 Gokul 这个地方。
And there's the pastime that takes place in the spiritual world, which is called Goloka.
还有呢，就是在这个灵性世界，也就是说 Goloka 上演的。
Now they are practically the same pastime.
这个逍遥时光大同小异，这两个。
Except that in the pastimes of Gokul.There is the presence of demons.
这个区别只是说在 Gokul, 就是在这个地球上的这个逍遥时光里面呢，就是不断的有这些恶魔的出现。
And those demons are there to interfere with the purity of Krishna consciousness.
这些恶魔的出现就是来干扰纯粹的 Krishna 知觉的。
So when Krishna appears,He appears in his same form as he is in the spiritual world.
那当 Krishna 他显现在这个物质世界的时候，他是以他在原本的灵性世界的那个形象出现的。
In the case of his appearance in Mathura from Vasudeva and Devaki, who are his parents, he appeared first in form form.
那么在 Mathura 当时呢，他刚这个。显现的时候，那他的父亲呢和母亲就是 Vasudeva 和 Devaki。当他刚显现的时候，他是四谛的形象。
We hear from the Srimad Bhagavatam that Vasudeva and Devaki were duly married.
那在圣莲薄伽瓦坛里面呢，我们就听到就是 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 结婚了。
And Devaki's brother Kamsa.As the tradition goes, he was taking his sister back to her place.
那么就是在婚礼的那一天呢，就是 Devaki 的这个哥哥，就是按照这个传统呢，就是要带着他的这个妹妹去这个婚礼的现场。
Until he heard a voice saying that Devaki's eighth child would.Kill him.
这个时候他就在空中听到一个声音说 Devaki 的第八的儿子会杀死他。
Yes. So he wanted to actually kill his sister on the spot on her wedding day.
所以呢他就想在这个婚礼的这个当天他就想当场的就杀掉他的妹妹 Devaki.
But Vasudeva managed to convince Kamsa that he should not do that.
但是呢 Vasudeva 呢就是想方设法的说服了 Kamsa 让他不要这样做。
Instead, Vasudeva and Devaki ended up going into a jail and were locked away.
最后呢，就是 Vasudeva 和这个 Devaki 他的这个妻子就被 Kamsa 给关到了一个监狱里面了。
And they promised that each time they would have a child, they would deliver that child to Kamsa.
然后呢，他们承诺说，他们只要生下一个孩子，一定就。交给这个 Kamsa 去处置。
So this happened six times in a row.
这样呢就一连发生了六次。
Then the seventh child was Balaram.
然后第七个孩子呢就是 Balaram.
Who was transferred into the womb of Vasudev's second wife, Rohini.
那么 Vasudev 呢他就是在没有出生之前就转到了Vasudeva 的另外一个妻子 Rohini 的腹中。
Then the eighth child was Krishna.
那第八个孩子就是 Krishna.
Now when Krishna was born, he appeared in his full Vaikuntha appearance, which is forearm form.
当 Krishna 他一开始显现的时候，他是以 Vaikuntha 灵性的这个无忧星宿的这个形象，就是四臂的这个形象显现的。
But this is not what Vasudeva and Devaki expected.
但是呢，这个完全出乎了 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 的意料，这不是他们所期望的。Because
they had both performed austerities for thousands of years to have Krishna as their son.
因为他们两个人呢，在之前的几千年当中都一直在做苦行，目的就是为了希望 Krishna 能够降生为他们的孩子。
But Krishna appeared in his Vaikuntha feature to inform them that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那 Krishna 他一开始之所以以这个 Vaikuntha 无忧星宿的四臂形象出现在他们的面前，就是为了向他们证实我就是至尊人格所生。And
then he appeared as a baby.
然后接下来他又还原到一个婴儿的形体。So
that baby had to disappear as soon as possible.
那这个婴儿既然已经显现的话，就得马上的消失。At
the same time in Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda had been gone through a long period of time without having any children.
那么与此同时呢，在这个文达本南的马哈拉吉和亚修达妈妈呢，他们已经有很长很长的时间一直想要一个孩子，但是呢，一直都没有孩子。Normally
in Vedic culture, the girls get married very early in life.
一般来说，在按照这个伟达的这个传统的话，女孩子都是很早就结婚的。Normally
by the age of 8 or 9.
一般来说，八九岁的时候呢，就成婚了。They
are already promised to a boy.
八九岁的时候，他们呢，首先就是说跟一个男孩子。
And as soon as they are able to have children, they get pregnant.
那之后就结婚，结婚呢，他们只要结婚之后，很快就会有孩子。But
in Vrindavan, somehow or other, everybody was so much in anxiety because Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were not having children and they were getting old.
但是呢，与此同时，在这个文达芬呢，这文达芬的居民也都是感到非常的焦虑不安，因为他们俩就是Nanda Maharaj 和Yashoda妈妈已经结婚了好多年了，而且他们年龄也越来越大了，但是一直膝下无子。
Until finally there were some very auspicious signs that showed them that there was a child they would be expecting very soon.
但是呢，很快就有了一个非常吉祥的这个预兆，就是告诉他们很快他们就会有孩子。So
they were very, very happy.
所以呢，他们呢都喜出望外。Very
effulgent.
他们都这个散发着光芒。
So Mother Yashoda became pregnant.
这个时候，亚修达妈妈呢，后来就这个怀孕了。
And at the same time, why don't you go and get some water?
It's okay.
And at the same time, Vasudev was planning to bring Krishna out of Mathura in a safe place in Vrindavan.
那与此同时呢，就是在马图拉的这个 Vasudev 他已经计划好了，要马上要把 Krishna 呢悄悄地带到文达文，让他到一个非常安全的地方。So
he took Krishna in the middle of the night, crossed the Jamuna River.
他就是在深夜的时分，带着这个 Krishna 跨过了 Yamuna
河。Arrived at Gokula.
然后就到了 Gokula.
And in the middle of the night, he swapped the babies, the one from Mother Yashoda, and put Krishna instead.
然后呢，在这个夜半时分，他就把这个在亚修达妈妈身边的这个婴儿呢，就做了一个调包，就是把 Krishna 放在了他的身边.
Then he returned to Mathura with a baby girl.
然后呢，他就带着这个小女婴，他就回到了 Mathura.
So Mother Yashoda opened her eyes and she saw this beautiful bluish colored baby.
亚瑟达妈妈呢睁开了眼睛，看在依偎着她的是一个泛着蓝色的光芒的一个非常美丽的小宝宝。
Now it's the tradition again in Vedic culture that when the baby is born, everyone comes and brings gifts.
那么在这个伟大的这个传统当中呢，当一个新生婴儿降生的时候，大家都会带着礼物前来庆贺。
And the birth of a child becomes the occasion for a festival.
那么这个婴儿的这个降生呢，也就婴儿的这个出生呢，就成为了一个盛大的节日。
So Mother Yashoda was very happy. Nanda Maharaj was very happy. The whole village was in absolute ecstasy that Mother Yashoda had given birth to a baby boy.
那么就是当时呢，亚瑟达妈妈 Nanda Maharaj 呢都兴高采烈。整个文达文村落里的这些人们也都狂喜万分，因为他们知道亚瑟达妈妈生下了一个非常美丽的儿子。
So in the same house was also Vasudev's second wife Rohini with her baby Balaram.
那么也在同样的这个屋子呢，还有这个 Rohini， 就是 Vasudev 的另外一个妻子，带着他的这个儿子 Balaram。
And both boys were going to grow together.
那么这两个孩子呢，之后就会一起长大。
But at the same time, Kamsa in Mathura had heard that Krishna had been born.
那与此同时呢，就是 Kamsa 在这个 Mathura 呢，他就听说这个 Krishna 已经降生了。
And therefore, he started to live his life in complete anxiety.
所以呢，从那天开始呢，他天天就是恐惧不安。
He was fearing for his life 24 hours a day.
一天二十四小时呢，都非常的担心啊，今天就是他的死葬身之地。
So as Krishna was growing from being, as we know, a Kumara. Kumara is from birth to the age of five.
那就是我们都知道 ，Kumara 就是一个孩子。从出生一直到五岁的这段时间都叫 Kumara.
Kamsa started to send demons to try to kill Krishna.
那就是在这段时间里，那 Kamsa 他就不断的派了一些恶魔来杀死他。
But each time Krishna managed to destroy those demons.
但是每一次呢，毫无例外的 Krishna 都会杀死这些恶魔。
And each demon had a very very specific appearance, a very specific.Way of trying to destroy Krishna.
每一次呢，这个恶魔，这些恶魔都有自己独特的样貌，而且他们想要杀死 Krishna 这个方式也是各不相同。
And each time, the devotees are able to witness the opulence of the Lord.
那每一次呢，奉献者们都有幸亲眼的目睹 Krishna 的就是富裕。
Where the material energy is defeated by the way Krishna is acting.
就是 Krishna 的这个活动呢，就把整个的这个物质的能量给征服了。
The very first demon that came to Gokul was Putana.
第一个来到 Gokul 的这个恶魔呢，就是女巫 Putana.
So Putana came as a very, very, very beautiful woman.
这个 Putana 呢，她是一个非常妖娆的这么一个美丽的女子来到这个 Gokul。
So much so that everyone made way for her to come as a nurse to look after Krishna.
大家都纷纷给她让道，还以为她是 Krishna 的奶母。
And she came to offer her breast milk to Krishna.
然后呢，她就给 Krishna 喂奶。
Mother Yashoda completely trusted her.
亚瑟达妈妈呢，完全的信任她。
Until she turned into this horrible, enormous, ugly woman.
最后呢，她突然间就变成了一个无比丑陋的一个巨大的女恶魔。
And Krishna killed her by sucking from her breast and injecting poison.
就是在她给 Krishna 喂奶的时候呢 ，Krishna 就把她。他的生命之气呢， 就是完全都给吸走了，这样子呢，他就死了。
Now, each of the demons who come to Vrindavan, they don't just appear out of nowhere. They all have a very specific past, which put them in that situation so that now they get a chance to be with Krishna.
其实每一个恶魔呢，他不是每都不是没有来由的来到 Krishna 的跟前来杀死他，他们都有自己的过去，然后也是一种安排，使得他们能够来到 Krishna 这里，能够亲眼的看到 Krishna.
The next demon that came to try to kill Krishna was Shakatasura.
下第二个呢，就是 Shakatasura,
who came in the form of a cart.
他是车魔，就是那个车婴儿车的那个车。
And while the Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda were celebrating with the family, they placed baby Krishna under the cart, and then the cart started to try to destroy Krishna. But Krishna, when he was just a baby, could not even walk. He destroyed the cart to turn into a demon.
然后呢，就是 Krishna, 就是 Nanda Maharaj 和这个 Yashoda 妈妈要离开，所以呢。就把 Krishna 放在了这个车的这个下面，但是后来呢，这个恶魔呢，就是这个车呢就破了，就是然后呢 ，Krishna 就把这个恶魔给杀死了。Krishna put on the cart and became very
under
heavy under the cart. Krishna 放在这个恶魔的下面，就是这个车魔的这个下面 ，Krishna 就把这个车魔给杀死了。
Then the third demon who came was Trinavarta.
然后第三个呢，就是旋风魔，也就是 Trinavarta。
Trinavarta came in the form of a tornado。
这个 Trinavarta 呢，它是一个旋风的样子。
Again, Krishna was too young to walk. He was still crawling.
Krishna 那个时候还非常的小，所以他还是一个小婴儿，他还没有办法走路，所以他就是在那儿爬。
So Mother Yashoda put him down outside the house so she could take care of the house chores.And then the tornado came to take Krishna away.
然后呢，亚修的妈妈呢，就是因为要照顾那些她要做一些家务事情，所以就把 Krishna 放在门外。然后在这个时候呢，这个旋风就来了，这个旋风魔就降临了。
And Krishna was carried by the tornado very high up in the sky until the tornado turned into a demon and Krishna crushed him.
然后呢，就是这个旋风魔呢，就抓住了这个 Krishna， 一直飞到了这个半空中。Krishna 就让他这么抓着到了半空中，最后在这个半空的时候，他就杀死了这个旋风魔。
So already,
所以他就摔到了地上。
Three demons had come to try and kill Krishna on behalf of Kamsa when Krishna was not even 5 years old.
这个时候 Krishna 还没有到五岁，然后这个 Kamsa 呢就已经派了三个。恶魔来杀死他。
So Nanda Maharaj had a meeting with the village of Gokul.
Nanda Maharaj 呢就跟狗库的这些村民们开了一个会。
And he mentioned to everyone that Gokul was no longer a safe place.
这个时候呢，这个 Nanda Maharaj 就跟村民们说，看来这个狗库不是一个安全的地方了。
Now, when we talk about Gokul, we should not think that there was an entire village with streets and roads and building. They were living in a forest.
当我们说到这个狗库的时候，大家知道它不是一个那个小镇的这个模样，不是说它有这个大马路呀，然后有房子呀什么的。其实狗库就是一个森林。
So all the Vrindavan people gathered their belongings into bullock carts, and then they decided to leave.
然后 Vrindavan 的这个居民呢，他们就收拾这个行装，把他们所有的这些行李都放在了牛车上面，然后他们就离开了Gokul.
So on the advice of the elders and the sages, they decided that the safest place would be Vrindavan.
那么这个村中的这个长者还有这些圣人们就建议说，这个最安全的这个地方还是在 Vrindavan， 所以他们就准备去。
So Vrindavan, Vana means forest. Brinda is devotion to Krishna.
那这是Vana 呢，就 Vrindavan， Vana 呢就是说是就是森林。然后呢，就是这指的就是说对 Krishna 的奉献。
So Vrindavan means the forest of Vrinda Devi, who is the incarnation of devotion to Krishna.
那Vrinda 呢，就是指的是 Krishna 对 Krishna 的爱的这个女神。所以说呢，这个就是指的是对 Krishna 的奉献。
And both the Srimad Bhagavatam and the descriptions given by the Acharyas are describing Vrindavan as the most enchanting and the most beautiful place you can ever see.
那么在这个圣典博迦瓦坛，这些圣门人们都说到了 Vrindavan 是能够见到的，就是最有魅力的、最美丽的一个森林。
So the
is the most beautiful forest.
Yes. And not only that, but Vrindavan is situated by the river Yamuna.
不仅如此呢，文达文还在亚穆纳河的岸边。
Where there is plenty of water.
在那里呢有非常多的水。
Which is very good for the cows.
还有呢，就是那些奶牛们都喜欢在那里。
And this is also at the time when Krishna, for the first time, was given the care of the calves.
也就是在这个地方呢。Krishna 他就是第一次被就是大人们就是派去照顾这些小奶牛
first,
小牛犊
First Krishna and Balaram were always crawling around the house
一开始的时候 Krishna 和 Balaram 经常在这个屋里屋外就是爬来爬去
Then they began to walk
然后他们就开始走路了
And when they got to the age of 5The elders of the village decided that it was time for Krishna and Balaram to look after the calf.
当他们长到五岁的时候，村中的这些大人们，也就是这些长者们，就决定说，他们从那个时候开始可以去照顾小牛犊了。
So looking after the calf means you don't go very far from the house.
那么去照顾这些小牛犊呢，就是说不能走得太远，不能离家太远。
And this was already very, very painful for Mother Yashoda that she would not see Krishna all day.
那么这个对亚修达妈妈来说呢，这已经是够痛苦的了，因为她这样不能每天的时时刻刻的都见到 Krishna.
So on the first day that Krishna was going to look after the calf, she was in complete anxiety about what he's going to eat, what he's going to wear.
所以呢，第一天就是。Krishna 和 Balaram 去照看小牛犊的第一天呢，亚舍达妈妈已经是非常的担心了。从一早呢就非常的着急，担心不知道 Krishna 应该吃些什么，应当穿上什么样的衣服。
And she wanted him to wear nice shoes.
她希望 Krishna 能够穿上很好的鞋子。
But he refused to wear shoes.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他不想穿鞋，他就想光着脚。
He said, "Why should I wear shoes if the calf don't wear shoes?"
他说那些小牛犊也没有穿鞋，我为什么非得穿鞋
？If they all wear shoes, then I will wear shoes.
如果他们都穿鞋，那我才穿鞋。
So Krishna began to walk around Vrindavan barefoot.
所以呢 ，Krishna 这样子就光着脚在这个 Vrindavan 到处走。
And it's mentioned that the whole land of Vrindavan is covered with Krishna's footprint.
然后呢，有这样的描述说 ，Vrindavan 的这个土地上到处都印满了 Krishna 的脚印。
So now that the inhabitants of Vrindavan were settled, again Kamsa was sending demons.
那么这个 Vrindavan 的这些居民们呢，终于在这个Vrindavan 安顿下来了。然后这个时候呢 ，Kamsa 他又派来了那些恶魔。
One demon came, Bakasura.
其中一个恶魔呢，就是 Bakasura.
The demon, what? Big bird.
Yeah. 就是首先就是一个鸟魔，鸟魔被派来了。
Then Agasura came, a big snake.
然后这个 Agasura 呢，就是一条大蛇。
And then another demon came, a monster donkey.
然后接下来就是驴魔。
So again, there was so much danger.
所以呢，他们在 Vrindavan 呢，也一直就是危机四伏。
So while the village of Vrindavan was completely established, finally Nanda Maharaj decided to move again and settle at Nandagram.
那么这个 Vrindavan 的这个村落已经都建立起来，大家都安顿了。但是现在呢，这个 Nanda Maharaj 又决定说要迁到这个 Nandagram 去。
So Nandagram means the village of Nanda.
Nandagram 的意思呢，就是 Nanda Maharaj 的这个村子。
So, at Nandagram was the house of Nanda Maharaj, and Vrindavan became the playground of Krishna and Balaram.
所以说呢 ，Nandagram 就成为了他们的家，然后呢 ，Vrindavan 呢就成了Krishna Balaram 他们就是嬉戏玩耍的地方。
So then, so many pastimes took place from that place.
那就是在那里呢就出现了发生了很多的逍遥时光。
Between the age of 7 and the age of 10, again many demons came to try to kill Krishna.
那在这个七岁和十岁之间，就是在这几年当中呢，也有这个恶魔源源不断的来杀死。
But there were also some wonderful pastimes that took place between Krishna and his devotees, especially with the young girls of Braja, the gopis.
那在 Krishna 还有这些奉献者之间也有很多美妙的逍遥时光，尤其是 Krishna 和那些小姑娘，也就是小牧牛童、牧牛姑娘之间有很多逍遥时光，这些 gopi 们。
And also,Not just demons, but also demigods try to challenge Krishna.
而且呢，不光是这些恶魔，他们总是在向 Krishna 发出挑战，就连半神人也是。
First, Brahma came try to steal the cowherd boys and the calf for 1 year.
一开始呢是 Brahma 他来到他们那里，把那个母牛还有小牛都给偷走了整整一年。
And then Indra.Try to flood Vrindavan with torrential rain.
然后呢，音乐呢，又给这个 Vrindavan 降下了滂沱大雨。
Which, brought forward the beautiful pastime of lifting Govardhan Hill.
那这样子呢，就是上演了举起 Govardhan 山的这段非常美妙的逍遥时光。
And this is also when Krishna performed the very famous.Rasa Lila dance with the gopis of Vrindavan in the middle of the night.
这个也是在那里啊，在这个深夜的时候 ，Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的这个森林里面和牧牛姑娘 gopi 们上演了非常美妙的 Rasa 之舞。
Then two other demons came to Vrindavan.
然后接下来又有两个恶魔。
One was Aristasura.
第一个呢就是 Aristasura,
the bull demon,
就是牛魔
and then Keshi demon, the horse demon.
然后接下来就是 Keshi 魔，那这个就是马魔。
So, we don't have time to go through every detail of those pastimes. I'm just generalizing Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan.
我们没有时间把这些逍遥时光的一详细的这个讲述给大家，我只不过就是来过一遍在 Vrindavan 的这些所有的这些恶魔杀死 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
But Kamsa tried in every possible way to send one demon after another, and every time it was a failure.
但是总之呢，就是 Kamsa 千方百计的把各种各样的恶魔派去杀害这个 Krishna， 但是每一次呢，他们都失败了。
So finally, Kamsa decided to invite Krishna to Mathura.
最后呢，这个 Kamsa 终于决定把这个 Krishna， 让 Krishna 到 Mathura 去，邀请他去 Mathura.
And he did that on the advice of Narada Muni.
这是 Narada Muni 这样向他建议的。
Now Narada Muni is a pure devotee of Krishna, so why should he encourage Kamsa to bring Krishna to Mathura to kill him?
那 Narada Muni 他是一个纯粹的奉献者，他为什么要给 Kamsa 这个恶魔这么一个建议让他就是去邀请 Krishna， 让 Krishna 到 Mathura 来呢？
Because Narada Muni wanted Krishna to come to Mathura quickly so he could finish Kamsa.
其实呢，是因为他想让这个 Krishna 快一点到这个 Mathura 来，这样子呢。就可以结果了，尽快的结果了这个大恶魔。
So in Krishna's pastimes, the departure of Krishna from Vrindavan became a very crucial point for the development of Krishna bhakti.
那么在这个 Krishna 的逍遥时光里面 ，Krishna 离开 Vrindavan 的这一段情节呢？ 就成了就是 Krishna Bhakti 对 Krishna 的分爱之情变得极其强烈和浓厚的一个转折点。
Because this began the mood of separation from Krishna and his devotees.
因为这个时候呢，就是一种分离之情，也就是说 ，Krishna 的奉献者和 Krishna 之前和 Krishna 之间进入了那种强烈的离别的愁绪之中。
The mood of separation was already there. For example, when Krishna goes out to the forest, Mother Yashoda, she misses Krishna so much, but she knows she will see him in the evening.
在这之前，这种分离之情已经有了。比如说白天的时候。Krishna 到这个 Vrindavan 的森林里面去放牧，那么这个时候呢，他的母亲呢，就要收到妈妈就会陷入到这种分离之情当中，在这种焦虑之中。但是他知道，到了傍晚的时候 ，Krishna 就会回来。
The coward boys play with Krishna all day, but then they're not going to see him until the next day. However, they dream about Krishna all night.
那这些牧牛童白天。跟 Krishna 在一起，但是到了晚上睡觉的那些时间，他们就见不到 Krishna 了。但是呢，他们晚上的时候，在睡梦当中也一直梦见着这个 Krishna。
And the gopis may not see Krishna in the morning, but they will see him at noontime, and they will see him at night again.
那些牧牛姑娘 gopi 们可能早上是看不到 Krishna， 但是他们到了中午，还有到了晚上的时候，就能见到 Krishna。
But this time, none of them, not the coward boys。Not the parents, not the bridge bassis, not the gopis, not the cows, not the birds. No one will see Krishna again.
但是呢，这一次 Krishna 一走呢，就是 Vrindavan 的所有的这些居民啊 ，Krishna 的父母，那些牧牛童们，那些牧牛姑娘们啊 ，Vrindavan 的那些村民们、长者们，还有鸟儿啊、树木啊，都再也见不到 Krishna 了。
And this feeling of separation was brought to the highest level with the gopis of Vrindavan and of course Srimati Radharani.
那这个分离之情的这种极致就是 gopi 牧牛姑娘们和 Krishna 的分离之情。那在这些牧牛姑娘当中，这个 Radharani 的这种分离之情又是最为强烈的。
And this has become the fundamental principle of developing our Krishna consciousness in the mood of separation.
这个也就成为了我们在 Krishna 知觉当中的那种分离之情的基础。
So Krishna goes to Mathura.
Krishna 呢就去了 Mathura.
And he kills Kamsa.
他杀死了 Kamsa.
Then he is reunited with his parents Vasudeva and Devaki.
然后他又跟他的这个父母，就是 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 又重逢了。
Who have been separated from him for 10 years？
他们已经有十年的时间没有见到 Krishna 了。
Then Krishna and Balaram have to get education because all this time they've been playing in the forest, so now they have to go to Gurukul.
那因为在那之前 ，Krishna 和 Balaram 天天都是在森林里面玩耍的，而现在呢？他们已经到了这个年龄，他们就得开始上学了，所以他们就去了 Gurukul， 就是灵师学校。
So they will go to the Gurukul for 2 months, and we learn from Sandipani Muni the 64 arts.
然后他们就去了 Sandipani Muni 的Gurukul 灵师学校，他们从他们的老师那里学到了64项技艺。
And still there was some.Opposition in Mathura, especially Jarasandha was trying to destroy the entire Yadu dynasty.
那么就算是在 Mathura， 他们也是不断的有各种各样的困难。在这个 Jarasandha 就一次又一次的向他们发动这个袭击，想要毁灭整个的这个 Yadu 王朝。
So Krishna protected Mathura.
那 Krishna 呢就保护了这个 Mathura.
And then he established a new kingdom.In the west part of Braja Bhumi, of Bharata Bhumi, which is on the island of Dwarka.
然后他就在整个 Bharatbhumi 的西边，也就是在 Dwarka 这个地方建立了一个新的王国。
And the whole Yadu dynasty went to settle in Dwarka.
那整个的这个 Yadu 王朝呢，就迁居到了 Dwarka， 就落脚在那个地方。
So in Dwarka, Krishna became a prince and then a king.
在 Dwarka 呢 ，Krishna 他成了王子，又成了国王。
He married Rukmini.
他就娶了 Rukmini。
He married Satyabhama.
还有 Satyabhama。
And then he married 16,100 princesses.
然后后来呢，他又这个娶了16,100位的这个公主。
With each queen, Krishna had a different palace.
他呢和这个每一个王后都有一个单独的宫殿。
And with each queen, he had 10 children.
然后和每一个王后呢都生了十个孩子。
So altogether, Krishna gave birth to 161,080 children.
所以呢这样子呢就是 Krishna。他就一共有了16,080个孩子。
This is according to the calculations because Krishna lived for 125 years. So these pastimes in Dwarka took place between the age of 29 to the age of 83.
那因为 Krishna 在世的时间一共是125年，所以在这个 Dwarka 的这个时间，按照时间上来算呢，就是他从29岁到83岁的时候。
Now we have to understand that Krishna only has four ages.
Krishna has four ages.
Yes.
Now Krishna 有四个年龄段。
One age is from the time he is born to the age of 5, that's Kumara.
第一个年龄段就是一岁到五岁的时间，就是这个 Kumara.
Then from the age of 5 to the age of 10 is Pogonda.
五岁开始到十岁就是 Pogonda.
Then the next age is from the age of 10 to the age of 14 is Keshura.
然后从十岁开始到十四岁呢就是 Keshura.
And from the age of 15 onwards is called Yovana.
从这个他的十五岁开始一直到往后都叫 Yovana.
But from the age of 15, Krishna does not grow old anymore. He stays ever youthful.
但是呢其实从这个十五岁的时候开始 Krishna 他就再也没有继续的变老了。他一直就是在这样的一个青春年少风华正茂的那么一个状态。
So it doesn't matter whether Krishna is 50 or 80 or 100 years old, he always looks like he is 16.
所以不管是他50岁啊还是80岁120岁他看上去都是他当时15、6岁的那个模样。
So even in Dwarka, Krishna has so many queens and so many children, he remains always young and youthful.
那么就在这个 Dwarka 呢就是虽然 Krishna 他有这么多的妻子这么多的孩子妻儿成群但是他看上去还是就是一个小少年的样子。
And you would imagine that his mind would be completely absorbed with all the queens and all his children and all the people of Dwarka. But actually, Krishna's mind was always in Vrindavan.
那你可能会想象就是在瓦尔卡的时候可能这么多的妻子啊那么多王后那么多孩子那么多的瓦尔卡的居民一定都占据了他的整个的心但是其实正好不是这样。Krishna 的心呢心心念念的都是在稳大的。
He had made a promise that he would come back and this was on his mind all the time.
因为他在离开的时候曾经是承诺再要回到稳大稳的。所以呢这样的一个承诺呢一直萦绕在他的心中。
So,Later on, Krishna went to speak the Bhagavad Gita at Kurukshetra.
后来 Krishna 就到了 Kurukshetra, 就是库鲁之野上讲了薄伽梵歌。
And after the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna was present when Bhishma Dev was dying on the bed of arrows.
然后后来在 在这个 Kurukshetra 之野的这个战争结束之后呢，在这个 Bhishma Dev 他就是躺在箭床上面即将要离世的时候， Krishna 也来到了他的跟前。
And also Krishna entered the womb of Uttara to protect Maharaj Parikshit from being destroyed.
后来呢 ，Krishna 他也进入到了 Uttara， 也就是说 Parikshit Maharaj 的母亲的腹中。去保护这个还没有诞生的孩子。
And this is also when he decided to leave Astinapur to go back to Dwarka, and that's where we have these beautiful prayers of Queen Kunti.
那个时候呢，还有一段就是说他离开这个 Astinapur 要回这个 Dwarka， 那么在他启程的时候呢，就有这个 Queen Kunti， 也就是Kunti 女王向他献上了非常。著名的那个祷文。
And there's also the famous meeting at Kurukshetra of the inhabitants of Vrindavan with the Yadu families.
还有呢，就是在这库鲁之野上，就是 Vrindavan 的居民和亚杜王朝的人呢，有一个就是见面，这也是一个非常著名的一段小时光。
So Mother Yashoda, she saw Krishna again. The bridge Basi saw Krishna again.Radharani and the gopis saw Krishna again.
那就是有时候的妈妈呢，她又一次见到了 Krishna。Vrindavan 的居民又见到了 Krishna。牧牛姑娘们 Radharani 都见到了 Krishna。
And again, he promised that he would go back to Vrindavan.
他就再一次向他们承诺说，我一定会回 Vrindavan。
But Vasudeva and Devaki knew that he had to return to Dwarka.
但是 Vasudev 和 Devaki 呢知道呢，他一定是要回到这个 Dwarka 的。
And he said to the bridge bosses, "I still have a few demons to kill, then I will come back."
然后这个时候Krishna 就跟 Vrindavan 的居民说，我还有几个恶魔要杀掉，等到这些事情完成之后，我一定回 Vrindavan。
So this return of Krishna to Vrindavan is what we know as celebrated as the Ratha Yatra festival.
所以呢，他回 Vrindavan 的这个故事呢，就是我们后来所庆祝的弹车节 Ratha Yatra。
So near Mathura, Krishna killed one last demon, Dantavakra。
在这个 Mathura 的附近 ，Krishna 杀死了最后一个恶魔 Dantavakra。
And then another one, Salva。
然后是 Salva 这个恶魔。
And finally, he crossed the Yamuna and he entered Vrindavan.
然后最后呢，他就是跨过了 Yamuna， 就是进入了 Vrindavan。
So he spent 2 months in Vrindavan.
这次他在 Vrindavan 待了两个月的时间。
After being gone for 110 years.
但是这个距离他上一次离开 Vrindavan 已经有110年了。
And he arranged for all the bridge buses and his own family members to return to Goloka Vrindavan.
然后他就安排了所有的这些。Vrindavan 的这些居民们都回到了 Goloka Vrindavan.
Then he returned to Dwarka.
然后这个结束之后，他又回到了 Dwarka.
And he also arranged for the Yadu dynasty to go back to the spiritual world.
他又做出了这个特别的安排，让整个的 Yadu 王朝呢都回到了灵性世界。
Then he sat under a banyan tree.
接着他就坐在一棵这个榕树下面。
And he gave his last teaching to his most confidential friend Uddhava.
最后呢，他就给了这个 Uddhava， 给了他就是在这个世界上的最后的教导。
Then Krishna, in his self-same body, returned to the spiritual.
然后他又带着他这个原本的这个形体，就回到了灵性世界。
So.In between all the pastimes that we have listed, there are literally millions of very intricate details that express the beauty and the charm and the power and the fame of Krishna.
那么在我们刚才所简单的这个浏览的这些 Krishna 的逍遥时光之中，就是在每一个逍遥时光里，其实都有无数的这种细节，错综复杂，精彩纷呈。然后呢，这些逍遥时光都呈现了 Krishna 的声音， Krishna 的美丽， Krishna 的力量， Krishna 的知识等等。
So some acharyas will write an entire book on one single pastime.
可能有的一些 acharya 们，这些之前的这些先哲们， 他们可能就是拿 Krishna 的一段逍遥时光，就写出了一整部的文献。
So the idea is that the more we go into the details, the more we become captivated by Krishna's beauty and Krishna's pastime, and the fact that we are attracted to hear. It means that we are taking this medicine to remove material desires.
所以呢，在这里的这个核心要义就是说，我们越是去聆听 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光，我们就越是被 Krishna 的这些美丽和他这些逍遥时光所深深的吸引。那我们是越是这个聆听呢，我们其实就是越是在服用这个。 荣耀 Krishna 的这个良药，就可以把我们的这些物质欲望全部都清除干净。So
this is what Janmashtami is about.
所以 Janmashtami 的这个意义就在这里了。We
hear about Krishna's pastimes all day.
就是我们呢，一天在这一天从早到晚都是去聆听啊 Krishna 的逍遥时光。We
chant Krishna's name all day.
我们也是在这一天从早到晚去唱诵 Krishna 的圣名。
We cook for Krishna all day.
我们在这一天呢，也是为 Krishna 从早到晚的烹饪。
And in the evening, we give a beautiful bath to Krishna and we chant and dance and celebrate.
然后在晚上的时候，我们就是沐浴 Krishna， 然后我们呢，去唱诵，去舞蹈。
And we should never forget that this gift that we have been given. To celebrate Krishna's appearance is by the mercy of his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada.
那我们永远不要忘记了，我们之所以有这个机会去庆祝 Krishna 的美妙的这个显现日呢，是因为这位纯粹的伟大的奉献者，Srila Prabhupada, 圣 Prabhupada 所赐予我们的礼物。
And it is not just by coincidence that. The day after Janmashtami is the appearance day of Srila Prabhupada.
而且在这个 Janmashtami Krishna 显现日之后的第二天就是 Srila Prabhupada 显现日，这也不是一个简单的巧合。
So today we celebrate Janmashtami and tomorrow we celebrate Srila Prabhupada's appearance.
所以呢，今天我们去庆祝这个 Janmashtami Krishna 的显现日，然后明天呢，我们就要去庆祝 Srila Prabhupada 的显现日。
So we remember Krishna and we remember his pure devotee.
这样呢，我们就是同时可以记住 Krishna 至尊人格守身以及他的纯粹的奉献者。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that celebrations like Janmashtami and Vyasa Puja are considered to be the mother of devotion.
那 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，他就是说像这个。 对 Krishna Janmashtami Krishna 的显现日，至尊主的这个节日，以及他的纯粹的奉献者的这个 Vyasa Puja 庆祝他的这个纯粹奉献者的显现呢，是 Bhakti 奉爱之母。
So we have to make an effort to be available to free ourselves for this special celebration today.
所以呢，为了今天的这个特别的庆祝，我们要想办法来安排一下自己的。 这一天的时间，一定要拿出这个时间来这个庆祝。Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. OK， 我们看一下这个 Shrimati Mataji 那里有没有什么问题。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
等一下。 Maybe you can go through this. Okay.
那大师，看到大经理了吗？好，稍等一下哈，我看一下。
OK, Maharani Hari Krishna Dimbai Prabhu. 刚刚Prabhu讲到韦达士会8到9岁就结婚，很快就生孩子，四年星阶段是在5到25岁，是真守身阶段，请问如何理解呢？ Prabhu, thank you very much for your wonderful class. You just mentioned that in the Vedic tradition, people got married at about 8 to 9 years old, and after that, soon after, they will give birth to a child. But the Varnashram system, the Brahmachari period is from 5 to 25. So it seems there is a conflict. How do we understand that discrepancy?
First of all, not everybody goes to the Gurukul.
首先，不是所有的人都去Gurukul这个临时学校的上学的。
Gurukul is for Brahmanas.
Gurukul呢是去训练那些婆罗门的，就是婆罗门的孩子。Vaishyas
don't go to Gurukul.
Vaishya是不去Gurukul上学的。
They learn the art of farming.
他们学习的是农耕，农艺。
And also, the marriage doesn't take place right away. The marriage takes place after both the boy and girl have grown.
Like what? Which age?
Later on, when they are grown up, when they are adults, young adults.
You mean 8 to 9 is just like engagement?
Yes, so that the girl is fixed on the boy.
对，就8岁到9岁之间呢，应该是说就是是一个订婚的阶段。订婚的时候呢，就是这个女孩，她就把这颗心交给了男孩，她就已经心是定下来的，这个就是我的丈夫。然后要再过一段时间之后呢，等他们再成熟一些的时候才结婚。Yeah.
So that's the system.
就是这样子的一个系统。I mean, the
coward boys never went to Gurukul.
就比如说这些梦游童，他们从来都没有去过这个Gurukul。But
Krishna Balaram needed to go to the Gurukul because they were going to take much higher responsibilities.
但是呢，这个 Krishna 和 Balaram 是去了这个Gurukul，也就是临时学校的，因为。 他们要承担的是一个更高的责任。 Yes. Okay. Danakili Hare Krishna Dibai Pabu Hamataji. Krishna 说从来没有离开过文达文，他后来是以未展示的状态与文达文的居民在一起的，请您解释一下这种状态。 Krishna 处于不展示状态时，也有一套未展示的 Raja。 Rajasman与他一起继续进行着逍遥，但与此同时以这样的方式陪伴着文达文显示的逍遥里的对他处于分离之情的那些文达文居民们，感恩。Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances, Prabhu and Mataji. Krishna said he has never left Vrindavan, but later on, he, in his unmanifested form, he was with Vrindavan villagers. Can you explain what it is like? So when Krishna was even in his unmanifested form, there is also another set of unmanifested Vrajabhasis who are performing the pastimes with him. But at the same time,
Okay,
但与此同时以这样的方式陪伴着文达文的显示里的小李的对他是呢吧不是妈吧 then what about those Vrindavan, those Vrindavan Vasis, Raja Vasis who are in the mood of separation, who accompanied him in the manifested pastimes in Vrindavan. So in other words, in the unmanifested form, Krishna is with the Vrajavasis, the continues in with the pastime. But what about those real Vrindavan Vrajavasis who are actually in the separation, the mood of separation? So because on one hand you have unmanifested, the other you have already been manifested. So how do they go together? I also not sure about the Chinese.
Okay, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan.
Krishna 是从来没有离开过 Vrindavan.
Because Krishna and Vrindavan are one.
因为 Krishna 和 Vrindavan 就是一个。
There's no such a thing of Krishna being gone from Vrindavan.
其实 Krishna 他都从来没有离开过 Vrindavan.
As a matter of fact, when Krishna leaves Vrindavan physically to enter Mathura, he is no longer the Vrindavan Krishna. He becomes...the Aishwarya, the opulent Krishna.
其实 Krishna 他离开了 Vrindavan 去到 Mathura 的时候他已经不是原本的那个 Krishna 他是 Aishwarya 就是 Krishna 就是富裕的那个 Krishna 更多的是展示他的这种富裕
The Braj Krishna always stays in Braj
这个 Braj 的这个 Krishna 就是在 Vrindavan 的这个 Krishna 一直是在这个 Vrindavan
But these feelings of separationare manifested to show the intensity of love.
那这些的这个逍遥时光目的呢，是为了去突出这种爱的强烈。
And even in Dwarka, as I mentioned before, Krishna is constantly thinking about his pure devotees in Vrindavan.
就像我刚才所说的一样，即便是在 Dwarka, Krishna 他也是时时刻刻的都想念的。在 Vrindavan 的这个那些跟他分离的 Vrindavan 的居民们。
So the separation takes place, but actually there is no separation.
所以说呢，就是这个分离呢，它既是发生着，但是又没有发生着。
In a sense that separation makes you even closer to Krishna.
换句话说，就是这样的一种分离之情，其实是让他们跟 Krishna 更加亲密的在一起了。
And if there was no separation, then union would not have much meaning.
如果说没有分离的话呢，那那种团聚的这个意义也就不那么的大了。
And without union, separation would not have much meaning.
如果没有相聚的话呢，那这个分离也就没有什么太大的意义了。
So this is the manifest pastimes.
所以呢，这个就是属于那个展示的逍遥时光。
Those that we see and read about.
这个就是我们所读到的，然后说我们所聆听到的。
Or we see them through the eyes and the writings of the acharyas.
然后呢，我们就是说通过这个 acharya 们的这些文字能够读到这一切。
And then there's the unmanifest or the pastime that take place in the spiritual world.
那还有那些在灵性世界的未展示的这些逍遥时光。
And in these unmanifest pastimes, there is no separation.
在这些未展示的这些逍遥时光里面的话呢，是没有分离的。
Or separation takes place, but it's only for the sake of pastime.
或者说你也可以说就是是有分离的，但是这个分离呢，主要是展示在这个。是为了这个逍遥时光而特意安排的
so,
是为了逍遥时光而逍遥时光
In Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world Krishna is always with Mother Yashoda He is also always with the gopis He is always with the cowherd boys
所以呢在这个 Goloka Vrindavan 呢 Krishna 是时时刻刻的都和 Yashoda 妈妈在一起在跟 gopi 们牧牛姑娘们在一起和 Gopa 这些牧牛童在一起的
Okay.
Okay. Also from Danakeli, Krishna 长到十六岁就保持在这个年纪，再没有变过样子。请问和他在一起的所有朋友、妻子、朋友、孩子等等，是否也停在十六岁的样子呢？ When Krishna reached 16 years old, he remained in that way, and he never changed. But what about his associates, his wife and friends and children? Did they also remain at the age of 16 all the time?
They remain at the age which is needed for the pastime.
他们就是为了这个逍遥时光的上演，他们就都停留在他们应该在的那个年龄上。
So it's not like Radharani becomes an old woman.
所以说那个 Radharani 也不会变成一个老太太。
The gopis always remain young. Radharani always remains young.
Gopi 们呢，牧牛姑娘们呢，一直是年轻的。那些，那是 Radharani， 他们都是一直是年轻的样子。
So they stay the way they are.
所以呢，他们就一直保留在原来的那个年龄。
There may be some aging in the manifest pastimes, like Nanda Maharaj and.Mother Yashoda, from the time they were born, they get to a certain age.
那这就是说呢，在这个展示的这个逍遥时光，也就是在地球上了。就比如说像 Nanda Maharaj 和 Yashoda 妈妈，那他们是有这个变老的这个过程的，从出生开始变老。
But they don't, you know, if Krishna is 125 years old, Mother Yashoda doesn't become 150 years old.
但是呢，当 Krishna 到了125岁的时候呢，就不见得这个亚瑟的妈妈就已经到了150岁了。
She remains youthful.
她还是年轻的。So it's like 30 something.
Whatever.
就是有可能，就是说从 Krishna 出生之后，他们还是父母还是会变老，但是。他不会说 Krishna 125他们就一下变成150那么老的样子，他们还是年轻的样子，然后还是 Krishna 父母的那个模样。
When Krishna returns to Vrindavan, it's not like he finds out, well, your neighbor died from old age, and this one is, you know, died from this and died from that. Everybody is there.
就是说 Krishna, 换句话说就是 Krishna 他回到 Vrindavan 的时候， Vrindavan 这些居民呢都还在。不是说哦，这家的邻居已经那个年老去世了，或者是那家谁也离开了人世，不是这样，他们都还在。
And the reason is because they are eternal associates of Krishna, therefore they come with Krishna from the spiritual world in the same form, and they return to the spiritual world in the same form.
因为他们都是来伴随着 Krishna 来到地球上面逍遥上演逍遥时光，他们都是 Krishna 永恒的同游，所以当他们来到这个物质世界的时候，他是以这样的一个形体伴随着 Krishna， 然后他们走的时候还是以同样的那个形体走的。
That's why it says when youget your spiritual body, there's no more birth, no more death, no more disease, no more old age.
所以说呢，有这样的说法，当你有了这个灵性的躯体的时候，就没有生老病死了。Okay? Let's see. 好，从地瑞达是不是就是这些问题呢？
Hare Krishna, Madaji, 还有哈，稍等一下，稍等一下。
There are other questions, so please wait for a minute.
You 看到了吗？
一组是喜宝顶拜咕噜和翻译，请问是不是物质世界每个人过去都在灵性世界有一个与 Krishna 特别的灵性身份呢？我们回到灵性世界也是为了恢复这个灵性身份吗？ Please accept my humble obeisances. My question is, does everyone have a special spiritual identity being with Krishna in the spiritual world. So we are all meant to go back to the spiritual world. Does that mean it is to resume that spiritual identity in the spiritual world? Is that right? Thank you very much.
We don't resume. We resume our pure Krishna consciousness.
We don't resume that spiritual identity?
Yeah. We resume the identity of being purely Krishna conscious.
确切地说，不是说恢复原来的那个灵性身份，是恢复了纯粹的 Krishna 知觉，对 Krishna 的爱。
Now, based on the sadhana, based on the association, and based on the guidance, we will develop a specific attraction for a specific service to Krishna.
就是根据你的这个 sadhana 规范修习，还有你的联谊，以及你所在这个灵修过程当中所得到的这种指导，所以你就可能会被某一种特定的服务所深深的吸引。
In other words, we have to understand the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以换句话说，我们就是要去理解 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的心。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to spread the Sankirtan movement.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他来到这里就是去传播 Sankirtan 齐颂圣名的运动。
Sankirtan movement means the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
这个齐颂圣名的运动呢，就是说去传播Hare Krishna, 曼陀罗的唱诵。
And the chanting of Hare Krishna as an objective, to regain our pure loving service to Krishna.
那唱诵 Hare Krishna 的这个目的就是为了恢复到我们原本的服务 Krishna 的那种纯粹的状态。
In the pure chanting, there is the pastimes of Krishna, the form of Krishna, the quality of Krishna.
在纯粹的这个唱诵主的这个圣名当中呢，也就是有这个 Krishna 的圣，除了就是唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，就有 Krishna 的品格 ，Krishna 的形象，还有 Krishna 的消逝光，就都会展示在里边。
So Lord Chaitanya gives this chanting, and now it is up to the conditioned souls to take up the chanting and reach the level of pure chanting.
是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就自由地派发这种唱诵。那么，是否接受这样的这个唱诵，并且一直去做到这个纯粹呢？这个是由这个受条件限制的灵魂，就有这些灵魂自己来决定。
And when we reach the level of pure chanting, our service to Krishna and our place of service is revealed.
当我们达到了这种纯粹的唱诵或者是念诵的时候呢，我们的服务的内容以及我们所做的服务的这些地点地方就会向我们展示。
So because we don't fall from the spirit, we don't fall from Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka Vrindavan is only for pure bhakti. There's no such a thing as,okay, I'm going to take a vacation, I'm going to the material world for a few lifetimes, and then I'll come back.
就是格洛卡文达文是为那些纯粹的奉献者们所准备的。就我们情况来说，不是说我们要去度假，然后从格洛卡文达文就到了这个物质世界里面转悠了一圈，然后我们说我们又回去了，不是这样。
So, in our condition states, we don't really understand what is our relationship with Krishna, but through devotional service, guidance of the Guru, and the pure chanting, we can regain that understanding.
所以呢，在我们现在这个备受局限的这种状态里面，我们还没有办法觉悟和 Krishna 之间的这种关系。但是通过我们的奉献服务，通过唱诵主的这个圣名，还有我们的灵性导师所给予我们的这种指导，那么有一天呢，我们就会获得这样的一个觉悟。当我们的这个念诵达到非常纯粹的时候
，So all this is ultimately revealed.
所以呢，所有的这一切，最终就是到了一定的时候，是会向我们揭示的。
What is our service in the spiritual world?
我们在灵性世界到底是一种什么样的服务？
What form we have in the spiritual world?
我们在灵性世界到底是一个什么样的形体？
What relationship we have with Krishna in the spiritual world?
我们在灵性世界和 Krishna 之间是一种什么样的关系？
So, and we get trained gradually to get to that level.
那我们就是说一直是获得了这个训练然后慢慢的就达到了那个点了
Which means that if we have not completed the perfection of bhakti in this lifetime we may take birth in another place where Krishna is performing his pastime in this material world
换句话说就是我们是这一辈子如果我们的 bhakti 方案还没有达到完美的我们就可能在物质世界的另外一个地方再次投生加入到 Krishna 的逍遥时光里
And there we progress, we become more perfect
然后呢就在那个地方在另外一个 Krishna 逍遥逍遥的时光的地方我们就会继续的进步然后呢进一步的提升一直达到这个纯粹完美 OK Yamuna Priya Mataji 礼拜咕噜感谢您讲述的美妙的逍遥时光我请教两个主要问题一 Krishna 在 Bhagavad Gita 第四章第九个诗节当中说到人若了解他显现和活动的超然指本质离开了躯体之后再也不会投生到这个物质世界而他将晋升到我永恒的居所请问我们现在讨论 Krishna 的显现和活动算是了解吗 Okay, the first question is in theBhagavad Gita chapter 4, text 9, Krishna said if one can understand the appearance and, or the transcendental, the transcendence of his appearance and activities after leaving the body, he doesn't have to take birth in this material world again. He will be elevated to the eternal abode.So now we are also discussing Krishna's appearance and activities. Does that count?
Of course.
对，当然了，当然算是。Does that count it as understanding his transcendence of appearance and activities? Is that called understanding?
Understand when you understand something means you know what to do.
什么叫做了解呢？了解就是意味着你知道该怎么去做。
Understanding means you don't hold back anymore because you have doubts.
这个了解呢，就不是指的是你心中还存在的这个疑惑，然后你还裹足不前。
In other words, now I understand why Krishna comes. Now I know what to do.
那这个了解就是意味着我知道 Krishna 为什么来到这里那我现在知道我应该怎么去做
So understanding Krishna's activities and Krishna's appearance means I understand why Krishna comes I understand his pastimes and now I know exactly what to do which is I surrender myself to him
那这个了解就是指意味着我现在已经明白了或者说我现在已经了解了他的显现了和活动的这些超然本质了然后我就知道了我接下来应该做些什么我将会走去到哪一个方向
Otherwise, we practice Krishna consciousness, but we think I don't understand.
否则的话我们就一直是在修习 Krishna 知觉但是呢心里面老是觉得我不明白
This doesn't make sense.
就觉得这些活动没有
I have so many doubts.
没有意义老是觉得自己心里面有各种各样的困惑。
I don't believe in this.
或者说我这个我不相信。
So that's not understanding.
这个就不叫了解了。
That's why it is. That's why it's important, as this verse mentions today, that the pastimes of Krishna have to be accepted through the parampara system.
这就是为什么在今天的我们一开始所说的这个第圣典博达尔含第十篇的一开始的这个诗节里面，就是说我们要就是通过使徒传系去荣耀 Krishna， 去了解 Krishna 的荣耀。
It should not be heard outside the disciplic succession.
不能在这个使徒传系之外去聆听 Krishna 的荣耀。
Because the disciplic succession gives the power to understand.
因为呢，这样的一个师徒传承，其实是把这种理解力赐予了我们。OK， 为什么 Yoga Maya 有时甚至会覆盖主 Krishna 本人呢？他比 Krishna 更有灵性力量呢？ Yoga Maya 在实施覆盖能量时会有犯错的时候吗？ Why sometimes Yoga Maya can cover Krishna himself? Does that mean she has more spiritual power than Krishna? When Yoga Maya managed to perform execute his covering energy of Shakti of covering, will she sometimes make some mistake?
Who will make mistake?
Yoga Maya?
Yoga Maya is part of Krishna.
Yoga Maya 是 Krishna 的一部分。
It's Krishna's own energy, spiritual energy.
是 Krishna 的自己的这个能量，是 Krishna 的灵性的能量。
And Yoga Maya allows Krishna to perform his pastime.
然后 Yoga Maya 呢，就是允许这个 Krishna 去上演他的逍遥时光了。
So this is Krishna himself using his own energy to facilitate his pastime with his devotees.
所以呢，这是。Krishna 现在是在运用他自己的这个能量，去就是为了顺利的去上演他和这些逍遥，和奉献者们的这些逍遥时光。
So Yoga Maya is the agent that facilitates all the interactions between Krishna and his devotees.
所以 Yoga Maya 它其实就是创造了一个条件，能够让这个 Krishna 和奉献者们的这些逍遥时光。都能够上演。
Not only that, but Yoga Maya herself takes part in Krishna's pastimes. Her name in Vrindavan is Purnamasi.
而且 Yoga Maya 她自己本人也加入到 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光里面，在 Vrindavan 她的名字就是 Purnamasi.
And Purnamasi is.The person who decides what everyone is supposed to be doing to facilitate the rasa, the exchanges between Krishna and his devotees. Everyone listens to her.
那就是在 Krishna 和他们每一个人之间的这种交流，这种 rasa 之中，到底应当是怎么样的一种 rasa， 到底应当是怎么样的上演，这些所有的一切都要听这个 Purnamasi 的，大家都喜爱恭听。他说应该怎么样就怎么样。
So Yoga Maya is acting in Vrindavan, she's acting in Mathura, in Dwarka, she acts in Vaikuntha.
所以呢，这个 Yoga Maya 呢，他不仅是在 Vrindavan， 他也在 Mathura， 在 Dwarka， 然后呢，他也是在这个灵性世界，都是有他的影子。
And in the material world, Yoga Maya becomes Mahamaya.
在这个物质世界的时候，他就化身成了这个 Mahamaya。
So just like Yoga Maya can create illusion to increase the relationship between Krishna and his devotee, she will create illusion to cover the conditioned souls who turn away from Krishna.
所以呢，就像是 Yoga Maya， 它作为这个灵性的能量，它可以创造一种。灵性的这种虚幻能量，就是覆盖了这个Krishna 的这些奉献者们能够让他们去增强和 Krishna 之间的那种强烈的爱和情感的这个交流。同样，当这个 Yoga Maya 来到这个物质世界，化身为 Mahamaya 的时候呢，他也是用这种物质的虚幻能量。Maya 来覆盖了受条件限制的灵魂，使他们忘记了和 Krishna 之间的关系，背离了 Krishna。
So Yoga Maya never makes mistakes because it's Krishna's personal energy, internal energy.
那 Yoga Maya 他就不会犯错，因为他是 Krishna 本人的内在能量。
Okay.
Yes. Okay. 好。Smoky Radha Mataji, 是否问题就是到这里了
You can see the devotees read Prabhupada's books.
Ah, 下一个问题来自于庞继东 明白，顾如翻译你好。我们如果深入灵性世界，就必须具备完美的品质。但是我们既然具备了完美的品质，为什么还从灵性世界上掉下来了？恳请顾如明示。We need to have perfect qualities in order to be elevated to the spiritual world. But since we already have the perfect qualities, why should we still, why did we still fall down from the spiritual world and come to this material world? Thank you very much for your guidance.
We don't fall from the spiritual world.
我们不是从灵性世界掉下来的。
It's not like we are doing service in the spiritual world, we are in pure Krishna consciousness, and then suddenly we decide to do something else.
不是说我们在灵性世界一直是在做这个服务然后在一种纯粹的这种灵性的知觉里面，然后突然间转念一想，我们打算干点别的，
There is no, 然后就下来了。There is no room in the spiritual world for a fraction of independent thinking.
就是灵性世界里一瞬间的那种独立的思想都没，这个空间都没有。
So there are scriptures that explain the position of the jiva, the pure soul, and where it comes from.
有一些经典特意的说到了，就是这个 jiva, 这个纯粹的灵魂到底是从哪里来的。The pure soul.
Yes.
纯粹的这个灵魂到底是从哪里来的。
The pure soul is known as marginal energy.
纯粹的这个灵魂呢，原本纯粹的这个灵魂就被称为是边际能量。
And this marginal energy is where the souls are coming from, where they are given a chance to choose between being with Krishna or being with Maya.
那这些灵魂呢，它就在这个，它就属于这个边际的能量。那它的源头也就是这里，它可以去选择，我要这个 Maya, 就是到这个物质世界呢，还是和 Krishna 灵性在一起。
So in other words, you have eternal associates of Krishna in the spiritual world who've always been there and will always be there.
那换句话说就是你其实一直是在灵性世界的，你一直和 Krishna 在一起，也永远会和 Krishna 在一起。
Then you have spirit souls who are in the material world who are either in the process of becoming pure or in the process of being more and more entangled.
那么刚才所说的是那些纯粹的灵魂在灵性世界，那现在还有一些这个在物质世界的灵魂，有的灵魂就是一直是有一种愿望要回到灵性世界，所以它是在这个回归灵性世界的这条道路上面的。但是还有一些灵魂呢，就是在这个物质能量里面就是越陷越深，越来越堕落。
And then you have the pure soul that are in between.
还有一些纯粹的灵魂是在两者之间。
They go either this way or that way.
他们可能往这边走，也可能往那边走。Can you,
so if the material energy is more overpowering, then they will be attracted like a metal to a magnet.
那就是如果说这种物质能量的力量非常大的话，它就像是一块强大的磁石一样，就会把一些灵魂给吸引住。
So this is a neutral position.
所以呢，就是一个中性，处在中间地带的这样的一个地位。
Where the soul has a choice to turn this way or that way.
就是这个在这个中间状态的灵魂，它就面临一个选择，它可以转向灵性，也可以转向物质。
Now we have to understand in perspective that there are far more pure soul entering the spiritual world than those who are falling into the material world.
就是说
the one in the material world are very, very little minority.
那然后有一点我们要知道，就是在这个物质世界里的这些灵魂，那比起去灵性世界的那些灵魂，从数量上来说要小得多。 可以说是微乎其微的，是完全是属于少数的。That's it.
Yeah. So from the point that you become conditioned in this material world. What do you see, right? That's it.
Yeah.
From the point that we are in the material world, we are going to be confronted by the object of the senses, the covering of the body, the material elements, the desires, and all this is going to push us to take one birth after another in different species of life until we come to the human form and we come in contact with Krishna consciousness.
就是我们一旦是就是落到了这个物质世界的话呢，我们就不断的会经受一些考验了，比如说物质的感官对象对我们的吸引力啊，我们对我们的种种的物质的这种覆盖啊，然后呢，就是我们要经历在这个物质世界的种种诱惑，直到这个醒觉过来，然后我们有一种强烈的这种愿望，想要回归到这个灵性世界，那么我们就是要经过这个灵性服务的灵修的这个过程，然后慢慢的净化，把那些物质欲望啊等等的这些覆盖啊全都净化掉，然后直到某一天纯粹到能够回到灵性世界。
Okay.
I think what he asked is how we.Came from the spiritual world in the first place.
No, I said we don't come from the spirit. Yeah. We come from a marginal position.
所以我这个发布的意思就是说，我们不是从灵性世界直接掉下来的。其实我们是在一个边际能量的这样的一个状态中，也就是说可左可右的这样的一个中间状态，然后来到的这个物质世界。
If we came from the spiritual world, then the spiritual has no.There's no validity of being spiritual.
如果我们是直接从灵性世界下来的话，那这个灵性世界就没有什么意义了，因为在灵性世界都是纯粹的，一切都是以 Krishna 为中心的。
So it seems that from day one we heard that we all came from the spiritual.
No, that's wrong.
Like we smell the flower and
no,
we fell
no,
from the
no,
spiritual.
No, this is wrong. Whoever is teaching this doesn't know the philosophy.
No. 因为我们一开始成为复现者的时候，好像都有这样的一种印象，就是我们闻一朵花，然后突然间，就离开了这个灵性世界了，然后就一瞬间就到了物质世界了。
This is not Vaishnava philosophy.
但是其实是我们并不是说原本在灵性世界，然后突然间就直接到了这个物质世界来了。
Okay, so we're going to finish here. Thank you very much, Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi Mataji.
Thank you for your good question.
感谢大家的非常好的问题。
Have a wonderful celebration of Sri Krishna Janmashtami and Srila Prabhupada's appearance there tomorrow.
就是祝愿大家能够度过一个非常好的 Krishna 显现日的庆祝日，以及明天的 Srila Prabhupada 的显现日 Vyasa Puja.
And we'll see you again for Chaitanya Charitamrita next week.
下一周同一时间，我们会在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的课程里再次和大家见面。
Shri Krishna Janmashtami Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Gopinanande Hari Hari Go.
在昆塔之音服务，源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的 Janmashtami Krishna 显现日的讲课就到这里结束，感谢大家的聆听，我们下周同一时间在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 中再见。 Hare Krishna。